You're listening to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Tiffany Termini.
I accept the Nobel Prize for Peace.
That speech by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. almost didn't happen because the day before, he lost his voice. That's when Fort Pierce orthopedic surgeon Dr. Ron Grober, who was stationed in Oslo, Norway at the time, received a phone call.
At the end of a rather busy day in December of 64, I get a call from the United States Embassy saying Dr. King is here to accept his Nobel Peace Prize, but he's lost his voice and he has to give a speech tomorrow. I was really beat. My original feelings were, it's been a long day. I don't know what to do for laryngitis. I don't know any treatment for it. It has to run its course. Therefore, it would be a wasted visit. Well, I had to be there at a precise time, 8:27, as I recall, in the evening. And I had to dress up. And I went down to the embassy, which in those days was an old house in downtown Oslo. And I got escorted in and met Dr. King. And we were brought upstairs to what was a converted bedroom. Prior to my leaving my home with my medical bag, I realized I had nothing specific for laryngitis. So I went up to my very, very sweet Norwegian landlady. Somewhat rushed, I said, Mrs. Hansen, do you have anything for a sore throat? I need, whoa, what's the matter? Who's sick? Who's sick? I said, oh, Dr. King. And she steps back, wide-eyed, and says, my lozenges are going in Dr. King's mouth. And I said, yes, yes, but I need them now. So she was a very willing participant, gave me some throat lozenges. To enhance the deception, I put them in my medical bag to make them look like that's where they had lived for a while, and went down to the embassy. So armed with that, I went upstairs with my bag, and I did a little bit of an exam. And, in fact, my judgment was that this was a viral laryngitis, which would be self-healing. And I then prescribed and gave him my landlady's lozenges. The best part of the story for me is that for the next 20 minutes, when we were done with the medical part of this, I had a one-on-one discussion with him. In those days, there was a lot of racial unrest, social unrest in general, and a lot of militancy. I didn't know what to expect at that moment with Dr. King. I can tell you I had a very inspirational 20 minutes with him and really left feeling I had met a great man. I was very impressed with his sincerity, his passion, his inner strength, his courage. So that was a bit of a gift in my life. The next day, miraculously, quote unquote, he got his voice back, and I became, at least for a day or two, a hero in his camp.
On April 4th, 1968, Dr. King was assassinated.
I doubt that he would even have remembered me, but I felt like I lost a friend. I'm not a hero worshiper, but I think he was a true hero.
Dr. King has influenced and inspired many people, and in this case, it was a Treasure Coast doctor. For 88.9 FM, I'm Tiffany Termini.